This is the NAB Trade Radio podcast for Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Essendon Football Club today officially unveiled their new coach for the next season and the two seasons beyond that. John Worsfold, he's been good enough to ring in to join us today, Terry, on NAB Trade Radio. Thank you, John.
My pleasure. Thanks, guys.
And congratulations.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it's exciting. Big job ahead. I'm looking forward to getting right into it.
What was it, John, about the Essendon approach and the Essendon offer that appealed to you more than the Adelaide situation?
Well, one of the really strong things was about the balance of my family. Talking to my wife, who's been brilliantly supportive of me for a 20-year AFL career based out of the West, where obviously the travel commitments are pretty massive. Adelaide has a similar travel sort of load, being 10 away games a year plus travel for a lot of the other functions that you have to attend as senior coach, with the Brownlow Medal and the season launch and usually the trade period of the draft. So you have a lot more quality family time as a coach of a Melbourne-based club, which was sort of highlighted to me even over the weekend by Chris Scott when he said, "You won't know yourself coaching a team based over here."
Well, sure, congratulations. Have you got your absolute passion back? And did going over to the Adelaide Crows and just being involved in clubland again play any part in it?
Yeah. As I said this morning, Plough, that I never really lost my passion. I certainly lost the energy. It had worn me down after 12 years in the senior role, and I needed a break to definitely freshen up. So, I'd never lost my passion for the game and passion for coaching. Going back to Adelaide sort of forced my hand a bit, and, what it reinforced me when I was there was, just how it felt like the right place to be in warts and all at a footy club, and helping the players achieve what they wanted to achieve and the club get to where they wanted to get to.
The elephant has been in the room for the last few years with the Essendon Football Club. Did you have to have much of a discussion surrounding just how that has played out?
Not too much, no. I think a lot of that has been dealt with, and it's in the closing stages. And I think people are, pretty much people around the country now are just keen to find the final result, and then it's out of the way, and everyone's comfortable for the club to move on. So, I certainly spoke to them about where they believed it was at, and I'm pretty comfortable with what's going to transpire from here on in.
Well, you'll have plenty to do. I mean, formulating up a team that's going to be behind you. But we did have a conversation earlier in the day with one thing that you might have to be involved in very, very quickly.
I think at this stage it's... It's out of Sydney and Essendon. Essendon's just hopefully announcing a coach shortly, or this week. And then, Matty will speak to the coach and go from there. And the Swans have got a lot of jostling to do too, because they're working out what they want to do with Lewis Jetta and other things.
So, John, that was Paul Connors this morning talking about Matthew Leuenberger and the two clubs that he would love to go to, which seem to be either the Sydney Swans or the Essendon Football Club. I think that'll be a job that you'll be getting your head around pretty quickly.
Yeah, absolutely. We'd see him as a really exciting addition to the Essendon Footy Club. We'll certainly be showing him how keen we are and how much value he'll add to our club going forward.
You sound pretty confident there, John.
I don't know if I'm that confident. I haven't spoken to him yet, but I'll look forward to having a chat to him. And, he's a young man. He's a very, very good footballer. And, he'll fit in wonderfully.
Okay. Now that it's all said and done, and now that it's all out in the open and all public that you've accepted the job, can we just go back to the now famous private jet visit that Paul Little and his cohorts there at Essendon paid you some weeks ago? Did you know there and then that you'd be saying yes to their offer?
No. There and then, I said this morning at the press conference that they didn't really need to come to Adelaide. They came to Adelaide to make sure that I was comfortable. Essendon was in good shape, so that it wasn't that I didn't apply for the job because I didn't know where they were at. But I was already fairly comfortable with you know, where the ASADA stuff was at and what was going to transpire from there. And I didn't really need any reassurance from them. So it was more a matter of me making my own mind up if I was absolutely ready and the time was right to put my hand up for a job.
You've spoken there about the hope that you have for to bring Matthew Leuenberger in. Jake Carlisle is someone who is exiting or giving every indication that it's now between St Kilda and Carlton. And that's my take too, that no matter who was going to be appointed as coach, that he's made his mind up there. Have you given up hope of trying to retain him?
I haven't given up hope, but you know, I will have a chat to him and see where he's at. And if I get the feel that he's very clear on what he wants and that is to move on, I'll be supportive of that. You know, that you don't really want to force a player to stay if their mind's made up. And, you know, I've had the experience before. I know if we handle it really well, we'll end up with some good quality draft picks and in the end players out of that trade. So, you know, I went through it with Chris Judd and I was fully understanding and supportive of his decision to head home. And the Eagles did really well through that trade, and I'm confident we could do the same.
Sure. John, we took your live press conference on NAB Trade Radio as it unfolded, and we cut out of it about 15 minutes into it. So I say that because I don't know the answer to this question, and I apologise if you have addressed it. Is Guy McKenna going to be someone that will be joining you at Essendon this year?
My answer to that was that there's one coaching spot available. Nathan Bassett left the club. But what I want to look at is what's the best makeup of the people in there. Are they currently in the roles that they play? That there may be some adjustment around roles the current guys are playing. And once I know what position's available, really it's the onus on me to do the right thing by the Essendon Footy Club to explore the best possible person to come in. So Guy, we know, has got some really great strength as an assistant coach, and he's also developed a very young list into a pretty talented list. And so I know what he brings. You know, he's got the advantage that I know him as a person. I know his work ethic and his passion for the game. But it will really depend on what the role is that we're looking to fill.
John, will there be any other changes to you to the football division down there? We know that Neil Craig's moving on to Carlton. Will there be any other major changes at all?
One of the things I've got to get my head around, Terry, is the review that's taken place, and I haven't had a chance to read that yet. I'll be doing that over the next couple of days, see what they found, what their recommendations were. So Rob Kerr and Xavier Campbell are obviously already all over that, and they would have some key ideas in mind. I need to have a look at it and then have a chat to them.
Also, from a list management point of view, where do you see the club at, and is it with... Yeah, ingoings and outcomings of the way that these things work. Are you keener to go to the draft and to get some young players? We know the club's missed a couple of draft selections in past years. Do you want to be going out and getting senior players, or do you need to balance the both?
Yeah, I think we need to balance it up. I think you know, potentially we could have some two or three really high draft picks where we can add some real young quality into the list and have that coming through. So that would be a priority. They're not a really, you know, old list with the guys that have just retired. You know, I think the more senior players there have all got a good couple of years left in them. So it's not that necessary to look at adding too much mature age into that group. I think there's a fairly good blend.
Johnny, just off obviously Essendon, and everything will be Essendon from now on, but your old club played on the weekend in another grand final. How did you see all that playing out?
Yeah, I felt they were just off the pace in terms of overall quality and in terms of being a grand final team. I think they had a remarkable year, wonderful year, but you know, a premiership winning team makes very few errors on the day and force the opposition into more errors. And West Coast were forced into errors, made a couple that were unforced, and that really cost them. Hawthorn then really do punish you. And the few little errors that Hawthorn made, West Coast, again, weren't able to punish them on the turnover. So that was the game there and then. And I think it'll hold West Coast in great stead. I sort of see West Coast maybe at where Hawthorn were back in 2008 or 9. So if they can build on that group and keep them together, they would be aiming to try and win a premiership in the next few years.
John Harley-Bennell, any interest in him now that you've got the job?
Plenty of interest, you know, in his talent, and we need to do some research into his desire to, you know, commit to the standards that will be expected at the Essendon Football Club. So I think we need to explore it because his talent warrants that, but it is a package that comes, and we need to really find out where his mind's at and his commitment to the game at the level, the professional level that we would be expecting. So, yeah, we'll explore that, and to what level we explore it will depend on some of the answers we get to these questions.
John, and just on your list, there's been this perception of a great spine at the Essendon Football Club for the future, but it has been thrown around from end to end over the last couple of years, with different people having different thoughts on where players should play. And particularly, I think I'm talking about Michael Hurley and Cale Hooker. Cale Hooker's now ended up winning the club best and fairest, the Crichton medal, playing as a forward, but we know he's almost All-Australian key defender. How do you sort of see that balancing out? And are you one that wants to sort of settle it down, or do you like the fact that they can go end to end?
No, I'd like to settle that down. I agree. I think Hooker's still a better defender in the competition than he is a forward, even though he performed very well up there.
I agree with it.
And the challenge is to get some really good support for Joe Danaher, who's going to be sort of the cornerstone of that forward line for a long period of time. So to get another couple of good, strong key forwards, marking type players up there, as well as some really talented smalls that can, you know, put pressure on but also hit the scoreboard. So, I think there's probably more work to be done in the forward half than there is in the back half at Essendon.
Yep.
And John, look, I really appreciate your time today. I'll just make this the last one. You've referenced the WADA situation a couple of times by way of answering questions here from Terry and myself. You seemed, and I may have misread this or read too much into it, you seem as though you're comforted by what you're hearing with what could happen there. Is that fair to say, and how so?
Yeah, it's probably more hope. I'm certainly not well-versed, anywhere near as well-versed as most people are on what's going to, well, what the potential outcomes are. But, you know, Essendon are still very confident that the players themselves have done nothing wrong, but whatever systems were in place at the time that have wronged the players may still need to be dealt with, but not in any drastic way that may affect the player group. So, really, I have to wait and see what happens, but I'm confident it won't be too much of a distraction for us.
Okay. Well, we'll let you go and really do appreciate your time on NAB Trade Radio today. You've got conversations clearly to have with Jake Carlisle and Matty Leuenberger and probably even, as you indicated there, Harley Bennell as well. So we'll let you go and make way as Essendon Football Club coach.
Thanks very much, guys.